last day of the month today, guys. Last day of the year. And I mentioned a little bit earlier when we jumped on, I said, for the most part, I'm of the attitude, hey, good riddance to 2021 and let's go 2022. And I was mentioning to Malin yesterday when I went out and did my exercising yesterday that the streets were somewhat deserted here in Salt Lake City downtown, excuse me, because everybody here is headed down to the Rose Bowl. It's the first time ever the University of Utah is playing in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day after the Rose Bowl parade against Ohio State. So a lot of people from here went down there, and that stadium is where they had the Olympics, you know, holds 100,000 people, so that's pretty exciting. But, hey, it's a new day and a new dawn for us here at Limitless, and Malin and I have always felt, and we always like to tell people that we feel we're a little chemically imbalanced towards the positive. And I think even with all the craziness that is going on around us, you know, that's happening in the world. I saw yesterday 500 homes in Boulder, Colorado were destroyed by a fire yesterday. So it's kind of crazy, you know, to think about. But we sent out a goal form that you can download. And the reason we texted it out, and if you didn't get it, just text me and I'll send it out to you. The reason we did that is we want you to be able to look at what we think is a great goal list. And I want to thank Terry Kempert for, you know, sprucing that up and making it look a little easier to me. You know, I put things on little 8x10 index cards. For those of you who don't know what an index card is, that's tough. I'm sorry. Get out of here. I put it on an index card and stick it on my bathroom mirror. And so I want to start out the call by talking a little bit about what Pam talked about yesterday. One of the quotes that she used was from Brian Tracy in her training, and she said, a clear vision backed by definite plans gives you a tremendous feeling of confidence and personal power. Brian Tracy, let me read that again. A clear vision backed by definite plans gives you a tremendous feeling of confidence and personal power. And there's a lot of people that go into the new year and they don't have that feeling of confidence. So the bottom line is, if you do have clear vision going into the new year, guys, which is what we want you to have, and which is why we sent out that simple text with a simple plan to kind of help you at least align so you know where you're going. You know, it's kind of like you have the pathway. And then what you do with the pathway is totally up to you, whether you choose to walk the path, whether you choose to get off the path. Those are your decisions. But here at Limitless, Malin and I and the team is always trying to do everything we can. And I'm going to let Malin talk just for a second, too. We have a new video out, right, Malin?
We do. We have a new video out, and it's it's an improved version of a video that we've had. It's called That One Thing, and it's 6 minutes long. And it is a great tool, not that you want to just go spread to people or just text out to people blindly, but it is a great tool when you get to the point in your process, which we're going to be covering next week on all of our daily calls, is the SIP process, share, invite, present. And it will be a great tool that when you've said, hey, I have some information, if you're really interested, or if you're really serious about changing something, or you said you hate your job, did you really mean it? When you get to that point, you're going to set an appointment to give them some information. Then when you call them for that appointment, that's when you share the video. And there's a really good way to not lose your power in sharing that video and not let it get too familiar or get complacent with it. And so we're going to do a training, a special training on Monday on this call on how to go through that process. And we've got a little napkin presentation that you can use on what exactly to say after, what questions to ask after they've viewed that 6-minute video. And in 20 minutes, you're going to figure out with their 6 minutes of viewing and another 15 or 14 minutes or so, you're going to figure out where they are in the process of being ready to join you as a Limitless distributor or a Limitless customer. We're going to walk you through all of that. And then after that presentation, you may get to a point where you can show them the Limitless demonstrator. So 3 steps we're going to cover on Monday, and it'll be fantastic.
Thank you very much on that. So, hey, there's another tool to put into your quiver when you're out talking to people. But also, I love these morning training calls because, you know, you always learn something great about them. And Liz also did a great training this week, and she mentioned that Melinda and I have this mantra of, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? We ask ourselves in everything we do when we sit down and do any kind of meeting, hey, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? And so she had talked about what's the secret formula. So here we go. First things first. Andy Davis will appreciate this. Shan Lasek sent me a text, and he said, you know, when we were talking to him, he ran 60 marathons in 100 days. And the first question that always comes to my mind when I hear he ran 60 marathons, guys, you can't even believe this, in 100 days, is why would somebody want to do that? And, you know, why it was important to him. And he said it was a goal he had set and he wanted to hit. And I said, what was the most important thing in your goal-setting process? And he said, the very first number one thing that you need to do if you're going to reach any goal is, and I quote, you must always have your goals displayed in front of you where you can see them on a daily basis. And that's why I mentioned, as funny as it was, little index cards, you know, when I had goals, stick them on the mirror because, or stick them somewhere where you'll see them. But, you know, in the morning when you wake up, the very first thing I usually do is go to the bathroom. And there, right on the mirror, is your goal. So wherever it is, whether it's the refrigerator, wherever it is that you see things on a daily basis, take Shan's advice. And that's the very first and most important thing is you've written down your goals and you've got them there. So in a previous training, I mentioned that when I was in high school, that, you know, I wanted to break a 5-minute mile. And it was a goal of a lot of us when we were in high school because not at that time, not a lot of people had done that. We all knew about Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile and how amazing that was. But, you know, even a 5-minute mile was a difficult thing. And so we realized, we figured out very quickly, there are 4 laps around the track that if you ran around the track 4 times, you hit a mile. And so that was equivalent to the mile run. So the key was you needed to do it in what I called splits. And what I learned in track and field, you call your splits. And we broke that down, obviously, into 4 times around the track and 4 laps. And therefore, it made your overall goal of breaking a 5-minute mile easier because you knew what you had to do on each lap in order to get to the final goal. And that's kind of the purpose of the sheet we sent out, guys. It's this very simple sheet, and there are 4 simple things that you need to do in order to become successful and limitless. And, you know, we may be banging these things in your head, but like Melinda always says, repetition is critical to success. Rinse and repeat, whatever you need to do. But here's what we sent out on the chart. So if you look at the chart that we sent out, and if you didn't get it, I'll send it to you. Just text me and let me know. But the very first thing is it'll show executive for each month, December, January, February, right through the whole year. It'll have going across the top, executive, and then executive 3, and then it'll have PSV, and then it'll have your organizational volume, and then it has sponsoring. Let me start with sponsoring, because when you're building your business, it's all about who you can bring into the business, right? And so I remember, and, you know, how excited I was to go out and sponsor. And Tanya mentioned how hard it, excuse me, I'm going to take a sip of water here. Tanya mentioned how hard it is to talk to people, and she's right. But do you know what I learned? I learned that when I got one person involved with me in the business, I forgot about all those people that told me no, who weren't excited, because I had that one person in my quiver who was as excited as I was to be able to go out and do the business. So when you see the word sponsor down there, what that is what's your goal for that month? How many people are you going to sponsor? Let's say you want to sponsor one person in a month. That's your goal. I'm going to try to sponsor one person every month. And Cindy will tell you, you know, when she was a Blue Diamond down at New Skin, you know, we had to sponsor 12 people in order to become a Blue Diamond. And the truth of the matter, that one of my mentors, Nathan Ricks, always taught me that, hey, for every 12 people I went and brought into the business, I had three of them who really had the potential and kind of went on to become a Blue Diamond, or kind of went on to become successful in the business. And the other nine, some of them quit. He said, you know, three or four of them quit, never did anything. Even after signing up, they didn't even do anything. And a couple of them did a little bit. But he said, you could always count that out of the 12 people that you get, about three of them will do something in the business. Now, you might want to keep that in the back of your mind. But if you have a goal of saying, I'm going to sponsor one person in the month of January, hell or high water, I'm going to find one person, then the goal is to write that down. And then the next month, when you write your goal down again, you can look at if you accomplished your previous month's goal. So the four things, again, let's just talk about them briefly. Number one is become an executive. That's $350 a month. You know, if you and your spouse are on a pack, you and your partner, whatever, if you're doing $350 a month, you have qualified to become an executive. And then the second thing on that list was you want to go find three people who do the exact same thing that you've done. Three other individuals doing $350. And then the third thing is you want to do on a monthly basis $1,000 in your personal sales volume. Now, keep in mind that's anything that you do personally, and it's customer volume. So, you know, you look at somebody like Tanya who goes out and gets a couple $1,000s in a month, or got a couple $1,000s as a bonus for just being able to go out and find customer volume. You know, our goal should always be we should have customers. And so if you have five, you plus five, for example, you're going to hit that every single month. And almost every distributor on this phone is doing over $1,000 in monthly volume. The reason I put that out there is I want you to think, what would happen if you had 100 people in your downline doing $1,000 a month? That's $100,000 in volume coming in. And so we know, based on our comp plan, that would be, you know, probably well over $100,000 a year in income. And your income may vary, I got to say that, you know, based on the quality of people and how much time you spend and all that. But so number one, do $350 a month and you're an executive. Number two, find three people who do the same and you're an X3. And let's keep in mind that I think it was last month Cindy was an X15. You know, you can find three people on your front line who are doing $350 a month, or you can become an X5, or you can become an X7, or an X10, or an X15, whatever your goal is that way, and do 1,000. And keep in mind, when you do 1,000, now you get a free monthly kit of your choice, a monthly health pack. So that's worth $200. And so if you're using a health pack and somebody else, your spouse, that's going to cut that $350 requirement in half, because now you're going to get a free health pack every month that you can use, or you can turn around and sell it, whatever you want to do. And then number four, and probably the hardest thing to reach, but it's our sweet spot at Limitless, is $25,000 in total organizational volume. That's all the volume in your whole organization. That's everything you do. That's everything your customers do. That's everything your distributors do. And those are the four simple goals. Become an exec, check. Become an executive, three, check. Do 1,000 in personal sales volume, check. And work towards your 25,000 in organizational volume, check. Is that a simple plan? Guys, that's broken down into four splits about as simple as we can do. You know, is it a simple plan? Check. Does it work? Check. Can you do it? Check. That's what you want to do. And Malin, just to help you guys get through all that, has built this special ramp-up video that all of you have seen. That's an excellent video. It tells you all the bonuses and everything you're going to do after the first of the year to be able to get on the road and accomplish all those goals. And with that, Malin, I'm just going to turn it over to you so you can talk about that for a sec.
All right. Well, definitely, guys, I know when I hear people, I always try and, you know, listen for clues. And there are people saying, it's long, but it's worth it. And it is, but because it's encompassing. And if you'll listen to Ramp Up, even if you say, okay, outside of every 3 weeks when we're given a daily challenge to listen to it, I'm going to incorporate that until I have that in my heart, until I understand all the steps, all the bonuses that can come through. And, of course, we're creating the five smaller ones to break it down for a brand new person. But on this phone, all of you guys are to a point where you can listen to that and really incorporate it in yourself, and you'll be a better sponsor if you have Ramp Up really nailed. So do that. But one of the things that we also like to go through on this kind of special training call is the power of habit. It's part of who we are. We know beyond just that one thing, as far as what Thrive HGH can do for you and what you've been at a disadvantage for since your 20s, that one thing is also the power of habit. And, you know, this is a great time of year. Warren Buffett has a quote that says, chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. And isn't that true? You know, if you have a bad habit, maybe you're eating too much sugar. You don't feel like it. You don't feel like that's a problem until it's just too heavy to be broken, and sometimes it's hard to break a bad habit. So pay attention to that. And we're going to give you a quick five-step strategy on how to build a new habit. And this really comes from my favorite habit author, which is James Clear. He's got a website that can give you a lot of information. He's got a book, Atomic Habits, if you want to buy it. But here's some small points from that, or what I like to call sniglets, my millennialism sniglets, from that book. Number one, start with an incredibly small habit. You know, this weekend, take the time to figure out what is it you really want from your limitless business, and then start breaking it down, like Steve said, and that's actually one of the steps. But the first step is start with an incredibly small habit. It could be as small as when there's a daily challenge, you're going to do the daily challenge, something toward that. You need to make it so easy, though, that you can't say no. That's the key to step number one, is make an incredibly small habit commitment that is so easy you just can't say no. Number two, from there, you want to increase your habit in very small ways. Jim Rohn says success is a few simple disciplines practiced every day, and while failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day. And so, you know, make sure that you then just increase your habit in very small ways. And it's really kind of the power of tiny little gains. If you get 1% worse every day, you know, you're going to fall by 0.03%. I mean, if you do the math, it's just a mathematical thing. But if you grow by 1% every day, then because your gains get bigger and bigger, if you're getting worse every day, you get worse by smaller and smaller, right? But if you get 1% better every day, it gets bigger and bigger, and you grow by 37% in a year. And so make that power of tiny gains over and above your first habit that was so small you couldn't say no. And then, like Steve said, number three, break it up into chunks. Like, he wanted to run the mile, he broke it into four chunks. If you want to sponsor 12 people, sponsor one a month. You know, if you're going to do this part-time, a part-time job typically, guys, is 4 hours, five times a week, right? That's a part-time job. Are you working your business part-time, or are you working it sometime? And make that decision and then break it down into small chunks of what you're going to commit. Number four is, when you slip, get back on track. The best way to improve your self-control is to see how and why you lose control. And one of the best ways to stay on track, and this is from James Clear, is never miss twice. grab a calendar, whatever your small step goal is, whatever you're improving on your tiny gains, just mark it off every day that you've done it. And if you skip a day, okay, but never, ever, ever miss twice. Never. And if you'll do that, you will stay on course. That's number four. And number five, be patient. Stick to a pace that you can sustain. How often is it we go, oh, I'm going to lose weight, I'm never going to eat again, or I'm never going to eat a candy bar again, ever again in my life? Well, that's not sustainable. And so you can't go, you know, cold turkey all the way, or you're going to either, you got to find that sweet spot between being too lazy toward your goal and going so fast and hard at it that you're in burnout. You've got to find the sweet spot that you can manage, and that's really important to be patient and stick to a pace that you can sustain. So quick review. Number one, start incredibly small. Number two, increase with tiny gains. Number three, break your big habits down into smaller bite-sized pieces. Number four, really important, never miss twice. And number five, keep a sustainable pace. You know, motivation is what gets you started, but habit is what keeps you going. And one of my favorite selling books, this is an old, old, old book, and it's by Frank Betcher, and it's How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success. And he just gave some quick tips, and I'm just going to run through them real quickly before we close. He said, enthusiasm is by far the highest paid quality on earth. And because it's one of the most rare, but yet it's one of the most contagious. And so if there's any goal that you want to do as far as who I want to become, become enthusiastic. Act enthusiastic. It will help you overcome fear. It'll make you more successful, make you happier, healthier, and richer. And so work on your enthusiasm. After the business of all the selling narrows down to just one thing, and that is seeing people. You've got to go out and talk to people. It's like, how am I going to make myself see people? I certainly have enough incentive. I need the money. I'm not lazy. And so you got to make sure that you're seeing enough people. And if you don't know if you are, if you think you are, but your business isn't where you are, then go back, start keeping records, guys. Keep track. Just like Terry Staton said, I'm going to clean up my list. I'm going to take better care of my list, and I'm going to know where I stand. And that's really important. And the last thing is, if you're going to go see a lot of people, then open your ears and close your mouth. Be a good listener. Show the other person that you are sincerely interested in what he or she is saying, and give them all the eager attention and appreciation. And also, that's going to be your magic in finding out their clues. As I said, Monday we're going to go over, you know, how to use this new video tool in really getting to the bottom line of the clues. So that's his three things: enthusiasm, keep records, and listen. There's another book that's good. It's not my favorite book, but it's still a fantastic book on the power of habit. But what I like about that book is one thing. It says, we do know that for habits to permanently change, people must believe that change is feasible. You have to believe that you can do this. You have to believe that you can make your limitless business do what you want it to do. You have to believe that you can get your health where you want to get it. There's something really powerful about groups and shared experiences, which is why we do this daily call, guys. People might be skeptical about their ability to change if they're by themselves, but a group will convince them to suspend their disbelief. So a community creates belief. And that's what makes change believable. And so I'm so proud of our community and what we have. And I'll just close with one little tiny final quote. At one point in your life, you either have the thing you want or that you have the reasons why you don't, or I like to say excuses. This is a quote by Andy Roddick. I'm going to say it one more time. At one point in your life, you either have the thing you want or the reasons why you don't. And so know what you want and why you're going to do it. Come and join us on our Monday special call, because here's the thing that I loved about what Tanya said and what Sarah said is that, you know, you have to figure out a way, once you make your list and you plan your list, who are you going to reach out this very next week, you need to pick up the phone. And the default is, oh, well, I'll just text them. I'll just try and reach out on, or I'll try and build my list. I'll reach out on Facebook. And you need to do that. But at one point in time, you got to pick up the phone, you got to text, you got to do something that starts the dialogue. I was a stockbroker for many years, and we used to call it black cord fever, where we felt like that telephone was going to be 1,000 pounds to pick it up and start calling. But once you got past that, and you had it every day, that fear that you feel, it's always going to be there, but you just have to get there and make the tiny habit and get up and pick up the phone and get started. And once you do, you will have a blast talking to people. I know Terry Staton, that's one of the things he loves the very most, is talking to people. I know Cindy, she loves talking to people. And so we're going to be the Love Talking to People, Limitless Lifers, Locked Arms as a Community of Belief, and let's go make 2022 a fantastic year. So, Steve, I'll let you tie a bow.
Okay. Well, guys, first of all, we never want you to think we don't love you. We love you so much and appreciate all your efforts. Melinda and I just wanted to tie a bow around this. We saw that on Christmas Day, a new telescope, it was called the James Webb Telescope, was launched into space on Christmas Day. It's going to go farther in the universe than any other telescope ever has. It's going to be, it's been 30 years since the Hubble Telescope has been launched into space, and they were describing it, and they were describing like 400 different things that have to happen in order for this big solar shield to go up and protect the James Webb telescope from the reflections of the sun and burning up and everything that has to happen. And there were 400 different little things that had to happen. And if one of those things doesn't work, the whole thing is done. And I thought, wow. And yet they had the confidence that this is going to go out and that they're going to be able to change the universe because of that. Guys, in our case, this is pretty simple. We got it down. We have the videos. We have the tools. We have everything, this one thing you might need in order to go find one person. So have a great end of the month today. Don't forget, it's the end of the month today. Have a great New Year's Eve. And as crazy as it seems, all things around us as we go roaring into 2022, let's keep our fingers crossed and let's pray and let's take care of each other and let's make sure that 2022 is going to be the best year that you have ever had at Limitless. And with that, thanks, guys. Sorry we ran over, but we love you and I appreciate you taking the time this morning.